Well, could greater investment in adult literacy stop the scams, cons and rip-offs that are a blight to some Indigenous communities, as was revealed or exposed, really, on last Monday night's Four Corners program? There's an awful lot of discussion about the need to improve literacy and numeracy amongst Indigenous children, and no doubt that is crucial. But campaigner Jack Beetson says doing more to address adult literacy in Indigenous communities is a key to curbing fraud. Jack Beetson is Executive Director of the Literacy for Life program, which we've spoken about before here on Breakfast. Jack, good morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Jack. Jack, what's the link between improving adult literacy and making sure that unprincipled people aren't trying to rip off Indigenous communities?
Oh, look, I think it's you can very easily make that link. Yeah, if you can't read and write, it's almost impossible to participate in governance of organisations. It's almost impossible to become a board member and actively carry out that role. And those roles require you to be able to read, you know, financial statements and be able to read minutes and so on. So if you can't read and write, you're really at the beck and call of whoever the administrators or the CEO or whoever is in charge of the organisation, and that's quite dangerous.
We saw on Four Corners just a week ago, we saw some examples of some white administrators in these communities really ripping them off and exposed Four Corners. It looked, closely examined at least one of the contracts that was just really outrageous, the power and the financial reward it gave to one administrator. And the Indigenous people that were talking on Four Corners said, look who signed it. This person can't even read his name or write his name. How could he know what was written in this contract? So I guess it's an exact example of what you're saying. Have you come across this yourself, Jack, with your work in communities?
Yes, absolutely. I've come across it many times, and it is outrageous, and we all should be outraged by it, because even if there's nothing legally wrong with what people did, there's certainly something morally and ethically wrong with that. And those things need to be taken into account when people are working in Aboriginal communities. But I see it often. I mean, how can it be otherwise when you've got a minimum of 40% of Aboriginal people with low literacy? But in some communities, that can be up to 80%. So it's almost impossible. And I'd like to point out too, Fran, that being illiterate doesn't make you corrupt. There's plenty of people that have very good literate skills, and it seems that those people over there that were ripping off those communities were quite literate indeed.
Your program that we've spoken about before on the program, Literacy for Life, it is an adult literacy program by and large. I mean, the principle, the philosophy, I suppose, is you're going to have a lot better result in closing the gap for Indigenous kids on literacy and numeracy if the adult population is literate too. That's basically your mission statement, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, the jury's been in for many, many years that you need literate adults to get literate children. You can drag kids into school and tie them to a chair 8 hours a day, but if they don't go home to a literate mother in particular, it's highly unlikely that they'll become literate themselves.
So let's tell us about a recent example you've got in Brewarrina, where you've done the Literacy for Life program, and there's been a graduation, I understand. Tell us about the results your scheme has had there in Brewarrina, which is a very troubled Indigenous community on some levels.
It is, yeah. And, I'm from Brewarrina, and I'm intimately aware of some of those issues and concerns that we have. And when we went to Brewarrina, we graduated people at a rate of 76%. Now, that's absolutely extraordinary when you consider that government and non-government providers of certificates in levels 1 and 2 are graduating people at 10 to 12%.
So 76% of people can now read, of adults in Brewarrina can read?
76% of the people that did the course.
Oh, of the course.
Or did the first intake of the campaign. And I think that's important to understand, that there's a difference between a campaign and a course. Of course, it's focusing on individual achievement and outcomes. What we're focusing on here is getting enough people literate within the community to have a community outcome, to actually take a community from being a community of low literacy to a community that values learning.
Tell me more about that flow-on effect and how you've measured that or how you've seen that in operation, that if you get a certain level of the community literate and numerate, it has an impact.
Yes, well, you see it worldwide. This campaign model we're using, you know, 7 million people globally have become literate using the same model. And Cuba, I guess, is a classical example. In 1961, they went from 40% illiterate to 100% literate in 1 year using this very model, and they're still the most literate country in the world today.
And what level, when we're saying literacy levels, what level are we talking about, Jack?
Oh, you're talking about level one or two, and some people...
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, if you look at the Australian qualifications framework, it's from levels... you get certificate level one to four. This lands you somewhere in the middle of that.
But so that means you can do more than read your name and write your name. You can read a newspaper or...
Yeah, you can read a newspaper. You can go on and do other courses within the TAFE system or other private provider. So you can go on to certificates level three... level four as you grow and develop it educationally yourself.
And just before we let you go, you say it's a campaign, it's not just a course, because the 11-week program then finishes with another 11 weeks of post-literacy activities. What's the aim of that phase?
Well, the aim of post-literacy is that you use it or lose it. So you've actually got to use your newly learnt skills and reading ability in a way that will consolidate what you've learned. And once you've done that, that tends to stay with you forever after that.
All right. You're going to keep rolling the program out?
Absolutely. You know, with both corporate and government support, we'll continue on till the job's done.
Jack Beetson, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Jack Beetson is Executive Director of the Literacy for Life program.